Case and Gregor Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where right now prices are reduced by $7,500 or more on 2017 Corvette Stingrays with 0% financing for 60 months. Winter pricing in August at Lakewood Chev.
Our next guest is a professional boxer with a record of 37-10-2. She fights out of Edmonton, and she was kind enough to join us today. Jelena Marjanovic joins us. Jelena, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. What's shaking?
Oh, nothing much. I appreciate you taking some time here. Your last fight came on Canada Day back on July 1st. That was 2 months ago. What have you been up to since?
I have been... I wish I was on vacation, but I've been busy. I'm actually opening a boxing studio downtown.
Really?
You're actually the first to hear about this. And, opening this up in the fall.
Really? Okay.
Super busy.
Yes, busy. So first, we'll get to other stuff I want to chat to you, but this is breaking news. What makes you want to start a boxing studio?
Boxing is something that I absolutely love doing. And so I want to bring that more to the fitness element of the game to Edmonton.
That's awesome. We'll definitely have you on. If it opens up the fall, we'll have you on closer to discuss what's going on there. I also want to have you on to discuss, you're obviously had fight 49. Is there any plans to have Fight 50? Is that getting closer, or is that still in the works?
Well, Fight 50, we're working on. It's funny because we've had a couple opportunities and phone calls for fights on the road. I'm hoping to do Fight 50 here. I've been in talks with the OEG and doing it at Rogers, hopefully, within the new year. But nothing has been confirmed or discussed. So still in the works, and I'm hoping to come home, but we're getting some big money offers back in Europe again. The Europeans seem to really like me. think they can beat me up. Either or, I'm not entirely sure yet.
We're joined by Jelena Marjanovic for Fight 50. Would you consider boxing an MMA fighter?
You know, if you're referring to the girl that called me out, is that what you're referring to?
Oh, I didn't. Someone actually called you out? An MMA fighter called you out?
Girl, so she's had one MMA fight. She actually called me out on the MMA hour. She's been a boxer. She's 17-0 as a boxer and 1-0 as an MMA fighter.
Wow.
So I thought that's what you were referring to.
No, I did not know that.
You know what? Usually, typically speaking, MMA fighters' hands are not very good.
Okay.
Boxing is a sport that has been developed for many, many years. And, I love the stand-up game in the MMA, but it's not on no level comparable to boxers stand-up.
Well, I wanted to ask you, but obviously the big fight going on Saturday between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, this has been in the works for a long time. As a boxer, just what is your... Do you roll your eyes when you see this? Is it good that there's more of a spotlight on boxing? How do you feel about this?
You know, I roll my eyes at the actual fight, but this is nothing but good things for both sports. You're crossing over both fan bases. And getting a little bit more exposure for combat sports in general. Do I think the fight's going to be competitive? No, you can't take the best boxer potentially ever defensively and put him against a brawler in MMA. I don't know about you guys, but I remember Nate Diaz versus Conor McGregor. And I remember that first fight. And it wasn't the stand-up was atrocious on Conor McGregor's point. And then now you're trying to put him in with one of the best boxers in the world.
If Conor McGregor, when this fight got announced, if he made a phone call to you and said, Jelena, I want you to train me, where would you even start with Conor McGregor?
Oh, my God. First of all, footwork.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, footwork is the key to all boxing. And then, you just have to really work on the basics. And this is the thing, you got to start off your jab and your footwork and then head movement. I mean, there's so many things that Conor just is not ready for with Floyd. I mean, yeah, if he can hit Floyd, great. But guess what? Some of the best boxers in the world haven't been able to hit Floyd. And if they have, it's only been once. One punch, most of the time, doesn't knock you out. I mean, not unless you're Mike Tyson, right?
Yeah.
So these one punches, if Floyd can survive those, he's done it 49 times against the best opponents in his game, in boxing. Now he's seen everything. He's seen the Wildfighters and Maidana, right? Maidana came out with a different game plan compared to everybody. Head down, all out war, just brawling. So, okay, he's seen that. Check. He's seen Southpaws. Zab Judah, I thought, was the closest Southpaw to being effective against him. But we all know how that ended up as well. So, I mean, yes, Floyd has been through the gauntlet. Now you can say, well, maybe, you know, Father Time is catching up to him. Maybe that's going to be a thing. I'm sorry. Conor McGregor is not fast enough to be able to hit Floyd Mayweather. Not enough and not consistently. If I were Conor, I would foul him hard initially and see how Floyd reacts and get him off his game that way and try and end it quickly if you can.
We're joined by Jelena Mrjenic. She's a local boxer, has fought 49 times, has a record of 37-10-2. We've seen lots of videos of Conor McGregor training and sparring. We haven't seen too much of Floyd. If you were in Floyd's corner, would you tell him just really just keep doing what you're doing and don't try to buy into the game that McGregor's trying to get you to play?
Listen, Floyd Mayweather is the hardest working boxer in the sport, and I can almost guarantee you that. The guy has no set hours, which is probably why you don't see any set videos. He's not afraid here. He's not worried. He's been through this many, many times on huge stages. Conor McGregor is the one that has everything to prove, and Floyd just has to go through the motions. By me saying that, Floyd always trains hard. I mean, absolutely. He's in the gym. I have a buddy that works for the Money team, and he was Snapchatting that they were outside of Floyd's gym at 2:30 two days ago. That's the week of the fight. Like, he's still working. He's putting in that time, and he's putting in that work. It just might not be conventional. Mm. He'll post. I mean, I saw a video posted of him at Burger King. at Burger King, he's like, I gotta put that weight on. But that's Floyd. He's joking around. He's having fun and enjoying this. This is his last fight. So.
How do you see this fight ending? I don't want to give you a round, but is it going to be a knockout? Do you think this goes 12 rounds?
You know what? I give this fight 6 rounds, and I only give it 6 rounds because Floyd is an entertainer. He will put on a show for the fight, for the fans. But don't get me wrong. Like, it's the accumulation of punches that knocks people out. And that is what, I don't know, it was funny because I was watching a video on Instagram the other day, and it was of Pauly Malignaggi, which is the video that was leaked of him apparently getting knocked out.
Yeah.
Right? And Pauly Malignaggi went up and was, like, trying to talk to Connor's agent or whatever, manager. And he's saying, I hope you brought your balls, Connor. Like, he's yelling at him because he's like, they were like, you weren't supposed to say anything. You weren't supposed to go on the air. So I think that was all a hoax. And then I think when Pauly Malignaggi got confronted about it with the media, he started talking. So, I mean, I don't think this is going to be any kind of fight. I think Conor is laughing his way to the bank with his $100 million, more than he's ever been paid for MMA. And Floyd's just laughing his way to the bank with the easiest 50th fight he's ever been offered.
And it sounds like in the conversation we're having, as we're joined by Jelena Mrjenic, it sounds like you believe Mayweather could really knock out McGregor whenever he wants, but just the fact that he is an entertainer and a showman, he is going to stretch this out?
I think it'll go no later than 6 rounds. Okay. I think against Floyd Mayweather, any fighter only gets 5 rounds, and then you just better hope you don't eat too many punches. I don't think Floyd has that one-punch capability. I think it's the accumulation of punches that breaks people down.
Jelena, I really appreciate the rundown. Best luck with the boxing studio. We'll have you on again closer. We can chat about when it's open. And thanks for sharing some insight for Mayweather McGregor. Where are you going to be watching the fight on Saturday? Or are you going to be watching the fight?
You can't miss something like this. This is the biggest spectacle of the decade, for sure. So, I'm not entirely sure where I'll be watching it yet.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, Jelena. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. That is Jelena Mrjenic.